理课堂听 class.com。
And welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Esther. Welcome to day three of our article, The Lunar New Year. Yesterday, we talked about different preparations people make for New Year's celebrations. Many people clean their houses, decorate their doorways with spring couplets, and eat a big New Year's Eve meal.
We also learned that some urban families are going out to eat for New Year's Eve,and that some restaurants serve wonderful banquets that you can enjoy with your family. So what do people do after they eat a big meal? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today.
That's right. We're going to learn about how people welcome the new year. So open your magazines to page 18, and we'll begin the reading in line 12.
Lunar New Year. Welcoming the New Year. On New Year's Eve, families stay up past midnight and play games or watch TV. In many places, the sound of firecrackers and fireworks becomes deafening as midnight approaches. In major cities, however, this popular activity has died down due to safety concerns. One tradition that refuses to change, though, is the giving of red envelopes after the evening meal.The next few days are filled with visits to family and friends, an annual tradition called Bai Nian. In recent years, many have begun to use technology as an alternative way to give their holiday greetings. In 2007, 11 billion text messages were sent during the New Year holiday period in China alone. Some websites even hold contests for the best text message greeting.Indeed, some Lunar New Year traditions have changed over the years, but the values at the core of the holiday, spending time with loved ones, celebrating, and welcoming a new year still remain strong. Happy New Year and 恭喜发财!
Welcome back, students. The title for this section is Welcoming the New Year.Now, we usually talk about welcoming a person or a group of people, but we can also welcome things, like a new year. And we should mention that the new year we're talking about is different from the new year that Westerners celebrate.
Good point, Rachel. The new year for Western cultures starts on January 1st, but in Chinese culture or in Asian culture, the new year is a different day each year because the holiday is determined by the lunar calendar. Often, the new year starts in February.
So what happens on New Year's Eve? Well, according to our author, many families stay up past midnight and play games or watch TV. Of course, they want to stay up late to see the new year begin. Isn't that right, Esther?
That's right, Rachel. So, when you celebrate New Year's Eve each year, do you stay past midnight, Rachel?
Do I stay up past midnight? Well, sometimes. It is fun to wait until midnight because there are always a lot of activities going on. But if I'm too tired...I'll just go to sleep. As we read in line 13, in many places, the sound of firecrackers and fireworks becomes deafening as midnight approaches. Now we have a key word there, deafening.
If something is deafening, then it is very, very loud. It is so loud that you feel like you're going to go deaf or lose your sense of hearing. When I think of the word deafening, I think...of a loud rock concert, because it's just impossible to hear the person next to you in a loud concert. The noise is deafening.
It sure is. And if you've ever been near firecrackers and fireworks, the sound can also be deafening. We talked about firecrackers yesterday, as well as fireworks, and they are both very popular on New Year's Eve. Many cities have fireworks shows, which are fun to watch.
But, as we read in line 15, in major cities, this popular activity has died down due to safety concerns. So not as many cities set off firecrackers and fireworks. This activity has died down. Now, if something dies down, then it becomes weaker. Many things can die down. A typhoon or a bad storm can die down. Popularity can die down. Excitement can also die down.
Here's another example. When I was in high school, a lot of people liked to wear bell-bottom jeans, which means the jeans were very wide at the bottom of your leg. But I think that fad has definitely died down. You don't see many people wearing bell-bottoms anymore, at least in America.
That's true. Fads come and go, but they do die down at some point. Well, back to the fireworks and firecrackers. This activity has died down, which means that it's not as popular as it used to be. It doesn't happen as much anymore.
So why has this activity died down? Well, there are a lot of safety concerns when it comes to firecrackers and fireworks. People can get hurt or burn themselves or even lose their hearing if something goes wrong. You know, Esther, one time somebody threw a firecracker near my husband, actually 2 days before we got married, and it went off near his ear. And he had a lot of problems with his ear for over a year. So now he is very careful when it comes to firecrackers.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad that this tradition is dying down. But one tradition that is not dying down is the giving of red envelopes. That tradition refuses to change. And I know a lot of our listeners are glad that it's still a tradition.
That's right, Esther. Children and young adults love to get red envelopes, and many of these envelopes are given after the evening meal. Of course, the envelopes, or hongbao, are filled with money. Esther, what do most children do with the money they get from their red envelopes? Do they get to go spend it, or do they save it? What do they do?
Well, some children give the money to their parents. Others use it to buy things they like or toys. Still others put their money in the bank. Let's move on to the next paragraph where we learn about the days after New Year's Eve. We read on page 19, line 1, that the next few days are filled with visits to family and friends, an annual tradition called 拜年.
拜年. So why is this tradition called 拜年, Esther? Can you tell me?
Sure. 拜年 is another way of saying Happy New Year. You visit people and wish them a Happy New Year. Or other ways to 拜年 or congratulate on the New Year include sending text messages and e-cards. During Lunar New Year, many people still follow the tradition of visiting both their parents and their spouse's parents on particular days. However, some people don't follow this tradition, and we're going to talk about other ways to send greetings after we take a short break.
Well, I'm excited to hear about that. First, students, though, we need to visit Ken and Linda in the chat room, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hello, students. Welcome to the chat room. We'd like to welcome Linda to the chat room today. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody. So, Ken, what would you like to chat about today?
Let's talk about midnight.
Oh, interesting topic. Did you know that midnight is the only time that has two meanings?
Really? What do you mean?
Well, it can be called 2400 and 0000. Midnight ends one day and begins the next day.
Of course, it is the opposite of noon because it is the middle of the night.
Yes, but you should say 12 noon or 12 midnight. When you say 12 midnight, to be really correct, you should be sure to say between which days.
What do you mean?
Well, if I say to you midnight on Saturday, do you know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about midnight after Saturday evening.
Well, good guess. But to be really correct, you should say 12 midnight between Saturday and Sunday, because it could also be midnight between Friday and Saturday. However, nobody does that.
Midnight, 照字面上看就知道是 the middle of the night, 一个晚上的正中间，也就是午夜。午夜可以叫做24点整，也可以叫做0点整，但一般人呢，都会用12点来表示午夜。那要如何跟中午的12点区分呢？很简单，中午12点叫做 12 noon, 午夜叫做 12 midnight. What about noon?
Well, noon is very interesting. First, for the morning, we say a.m., which means ante-meridiem, before noon. And it is used to designate the 12 o'clock hour system we use to show morning hours. Noon itself is neither morning nor afternoon. P.M. means post-meridiem and means afternoon. So it's really not correct to say 12 p.m. to mean noon. But at 12:01, it is correct to say p.m. And at 11:59, it is okay to say a.m. So we really should say 12 noon.
Wow, I didn't know time could be so complicated.
Oh, don't worry. It has become common to say 12 p.m. to mean noon.
时间也可以用 a.m. 和 p.m. 来表示。a.m. 是拉丁文 ante-meridiem 的缩写。ante 表示在前面。p.m. 是拉丁文 post-meridiem 的缩写。post 表示在后面。meridiem 表示正午。所以呢 ,ante-meridiem 表示 before noon。post-meridiem 是 afternoon。那中午12点应该是 a.m. 还是 p.m. 呢？严格讲都不是，所以应该用 12 noon。可是大多数的人呢，都会用 12 p.m. 来表示中午12点。
Okay, let's take a short break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're on page 19 and line 3.Before the break, we learned about some things that happen on New Year's Eve. Now, we're going to talk about what happens after people welcome the New Year.
Traditionally, people would spend the next few days visiting family and friends, an annual tradition called Bai Nian. But as we read in line 3, things have changed in recent years. Now, many people use technology as an alternative way to give their holiday greetings.Yesterday, we mentioned that many people travel abroad during Lunar New Year, so those people aren't able to visit their family and friends.
That's true, but they can still get in touch with them using technology. Technology gives people an alternative way to send their greetings. Now, let's look at that first word, alternative. An alternative way is another way or a substitute for something.Alternative can be both a noun and an adjective. You can have alternatives, which are different choices, or you can talk about alternative choices.
So traditionally, people would visit their friends and family, but now they have alternative ways to give their greetings. They have other ways to give their greetings. And a greeting here is an expression of goodwill. If I send Esther my greetings, then I'm saying, I hope you are doing well.And this also reminds me of greeting cards.
Oh, yes. Greeting cards are cards that send your greetings to other people. During Lunar New Year, people also like to give each other greeting cards. But nowadays, a lot of people use their cell phones to send messages. Rachel, do you ever send greetings through your cell phone?
Well, sometimes, but I don't do it as much as other people. As we read on in line 6, in 2007...11 billion text messages were sent during the New Year holiday period in China alone. So we're only talking about China here, and that's 11 billion text messages that were sent during the holiday period. That is a lot of text messaging.
It sure is. We read that on some websites. They even hold contests for the best text message greeting.Rachel, that sounds like fun, doesn't it?
It sure does. I love entering contests, but I'm not sure if I could come up with a great text message greeting for Lunar New Year. Maybe if I wrote a poem or something. Anyway, sending a text message is definitely an alternative way to give someone your holiday greetings. Although, I have to be honest, I'd rather get a personal visit from someone than receive a text message.
Me too. I think personal greetings and visits are a lot more personal. Well, in the next paragraph, we read that indeed, some Lunar New Year traditions have changed over the years, but the values at the core of the holiday still remain strong. Now, if we talk about the core of something, we're talking about the center of it. I always think of an apple. The core of the apple is the center of the apple.
That's right, and you don't want to eat the core. It tastes pretty bad. So these values are central or essential to the holiday, and they haven't changed. So what core values are we talking about? Well, things like spending time with loved ones, celebrating, and welcoming a new year. Esther, I think we should point out that you can refer to the people you love as loved ones. For example, my family members are my loved ones.
That's right, and we all enjoy spending time with our loved ones, people we love. I know that most people like to celebrate and welcome the new year with their loved ones. These kinds of values still remain strong.
So students, Happy New Year and Gong Xi Fa Cai!
Gong Xi Fa Cai? Rachel, you said that very well.
Thank you, I've been practicing. Actually, that's one of the first things I learned in Chinese. I enjoy wishing people a Happy New Year.
Me too. I enjoy sending New Year's greetings. So, Rachel, have you ever experienced a traditional Lunar New Year?
I have. My first year in Taipei, I spent time with a Hakka family in Miaoli. We did all of the traditional New Year's activities. They put the coin in the dumplings, all sorts of things. And I didn't get the coin, but I did get a red envelope, and we sang karaoke, and we went hiking, and it was a lot of fun.
And one thing that our family does is we always get together on New Year's Eve for a special dinner, and we always give thanks. We give thanks to God, and we thank each other for just being family, and we give thanks for the things that we have.
Well, that's great. So you do some of the traditional things at Chinese New Year, but do you do anything that's not traditional?
Well, my husband and I, we like to go out and go hiking or take a walk, because during this time, as we read earlier, many cities are empty, so we have a lot of time and we like to just visit different places around the city.
And it gives you more time to explore when there aren't so many people around. Well, students, we hope that you have a wonderful Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year, and that you are safe and that you have fun, and that you tell your loved ones that you love them. Right now we're going to watch a review skit, and then we'll be back with some review questions. Don't go away.
I love Chinese New Year. I get to stay up until midnight.
And we get to play games.
And we get to watch TV together.
Yeah. Do you know what my most favorite part of Chinese New Year is?
The firecrackers.
Yeah, the firecrackers and...
Red envelopes.
That's right. Now I have a lot of money. Let's go shopping tomorrow.
Oh, honey, we won't have time. We need to visit all of our friends and family.
That's right, we won't have time. We want to give everyone a holiday greeting. There's no time for shopping now.
Oh. Hey, I have an idea. Let's use technology to greet our friends.
What?
Sure. Well, we can send text messages and send emails to everyone.
Oh, wow. Lunar New Year sure is changing.
That's true. But the most important part is spending the New Year with the ones we love.
That's true. And I hope that tradition never changes.
Yeah,
that and red envelopes. Wow.
Deafening. The sound of the airplane taking off was deafening. I couldn't hear anything. Die down. you can go outside after the heavy rain dies down. Alternative. If I don't get into a top university, I still have many alternative possibilities. Greeting. I just talked to Mandy. She sends you her greetings.
Hi everyone, I'm Shao. 首先我们看 deafening 这个形容词，它本来是 deafen 使耳聋的这个动词的现在分词，当形容词是指震耳欲聋的。例如 The music in the disco was deafening. We had to get out of there. Disco 舞厅的音乐实在是震耳欲聋，我们不得不跑出来。或者是 The workers have to wear earplugs to put up with the deafening noise in the factory.工人们必须戴耳塞才能够忍耐工厂里震耳欲聋的噪音。继续我们看的是 die down 这个动词片语。die down 是指逐渐消失、减弱或平息。例如 ,the speaker waited until the laughter died down before speaking. 讲员等了笑声平息下来之后才开始讲话。或者是 ,the fire finally died down after it rained. 大火因为下雨终于停歇。或者是 The captain decided to set sail after the wind died down. 风势渐渐转弱之后，船长决定要起航。最后我们看的是 alternative 这个形容词。alter 这个字根有其他的意思。所以 alternative 是指替代的，或者是可供选择的。大多数是放在名词的前面。例如 The doctor suggested several alternative treatments.医生建议了几种可以选择的治疗方式，或者是 There are several alternative routes from here to the airport. 从这里到机场有好几种替代的路径可以到达。And I hope your enthusiasm for learning English never dies down. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Lunar New Year.Welcoming the New Year. On New Year's Eve, families stay up past midnight and play games or watch TV. In many places, the sound of firecrackers and fireworks becomes deafening as midnight approaches. In major cities, however, this popular activity has died down due to safety concerns. One tradition that refuses to change, though, is the giving of red envelopes after the evening meal.The next few days are filled with visits to family and friends, an annual tradition called 拜年. In recent years, many have begun to use technology as an alternative way to give their holiday greetings. In 2007, 11 billion text messages were sent during the New Year holiday period in China alone. Some websites even hold contests for the best text message greeting.Indeed, some Lunar New Year traditions have changed over the years, but the values at the core of the holiday, spending time with loved ones, celebrating, and welcoming a new year still remain strong. Happy New Year and 恭喜发财!
Well, friends, we have two review questions for you. The first one...What activity has died down recently, according to our article? A. Sending text message greetings. B. Giving red envelopes. C. Setting off firecrackers and fireworks. Friends, do you know? Rachel, how about you?
Well, the key word there is what has died down, and it's letter C, setting off firecrackers and fireworks. Let's look at question number two.What is not one of the core values mentioned in our lesson? A. Celebrating. B. Spending money. Or C. Spending time with loved ones. Esther, which is not a core value?
Well, we don't talk about spending money. So B. Spending money is not mentioned in our lesson.
That's right. But for some people, I know they enjoy doing that at New Year's time as well. Well, students, we hope you have a wonderful Lunar New Year and that you continue to join us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. From all of us here, Happy New Year and goodbye.
Bye.